Hello, everyone. This is Call Me Khaleesi. You can just call me Khaleesi. This is going to be my first post besides my verification to GWA. And let's just get to know each other. I'm going to do the talk, which I hope I'm saying that correctly. If I'm not, please correct me. And I'm just going to answer some questions so that you all know what I'm into, know what to request. If you want a request from me, hopefully you do. So here goes nothing. Question one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? It's at the top of my list. I gotta be honest with you. Obviously, I'm on here. I enjoy it. And I like hearing it said to me, as opposed to like in porn where you're watching someone else get all the pleasure and you're kind of, what is it, you're coveting it, you're being lustful towards someone else. I want it to be towards me. I want you to tell me what you want to do to me, you know? I think everyone on here understands that element of it. Question two. How did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before you first posted? It's actually kind of funny because I used to read Literotica, and I thought, well, I wonder what this sounds like with someone reading it out loud to me, and like this sexy, irresistible voice. And so I Googled dirty talk audio, and you know, a lot of weird stuff popped up, but this is the one that I went with, and I'm glad I did because everyone on here is just wonderful. I love listening to you guys. And I probably lurked for like 2 months. I was really nervous about posting on here because what if you guys don't like me? What if I don't say it the right way? Well, I guess I grew a pair, figuratively, and here I am. Question three, have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA yet? What is that fantasy? I've heard things that touch on it. Nothing that's that exactly, but some things that definitely get me going. And I'm not gonna tell you what that is. I'm gonna keep that a secret for now. Maybe I'll tell you in a little bit. Question four, which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite, and have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I've definitely discovered new turn-ons. I love hearing girls read their messages, scripts, whatever. I love hearing a girl tell me what she's doing to herself because I can picture that a lot more vividly than I can a guy telling me that he's stroking it or whatever. But I definitely love hearing guys read me their scripts too. I love hearing what a guy would do to me and what he wants me to do to him. So the girls of GWA are my surprise turn on, which hats off to you ladies, you're wonderful. Question five, what manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? I don't know if it's so much dress, but I love tattoos. Like, I love a guy with tattoos on his arms or a girl with tattoos all over her body. It's just so attractive to me for someone to care enough about something to have it put on their body permanently. That is a huge turn on. As far as clothing, I don't really care what you wear. If I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you, and a pair of high-waisted jeans or a pair of sweatpants isn't going to change that. Question six. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place that you masturbated? There was one time, I don't masturbate in public a lot, but when I do, it's always in an unusual place. I was on a train to Italy from Germany with a couple of my friends. We were just backpacking, and it was an overnight train, and they were on one bed, and I was on the other one, and it was just like, it was so arousing that they might wake up any minute and find me doing it, that it just, like, it made it that much better, that I had to be quiet, and I couldn't wake them up doing it. It was really erotic. So that's probably Most unusual or risky place I've masturbated. Number seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? I'll do it anywhere, honestly, in the house. I really like the shower. Kitchens are fine as long as there's enough room in them. If it's a tiny kitchen, then no. That's awkward and I won't do it. Number eight, what accessories have you used with a partner? We've used vibrating butt plug, which I enjoy that a lot, and just a regular dildo. Not like a super big one or anything. I probably wouldn't even be able to fit that, but oh, we've used rope. I guess that counts as an accessory to tie my hands up and to tie my feet up to my hands. But that's probably it as far as accessories go. Lingerie doesn't count, but I love lingerie. Number nine, have you had a one-night stand? If yes, was it a good or bad experience? Yes, I have. It was a weird experience. I wouldn't categorize it as good or bad. The sex was good. The dude was awkward, and I never saw him again. So I have that little treasure of a memory. Number 10, ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome, and if not, is it something you would ever do? I have. I've had four threesomes. Two of those were with two other girls, and those are definitely the best that I've had because no one was left out. If you've ever had a threesome, you'll notice that usually there's one person that's not getting as much attention as the other two. And that's where it like gets a little bit strained and someone's left out, you know? But when it was all girls, there was just attention everywhere. Like, one girl was riding my face and the other was eating me out and she had her vibrator and it was just like everyone was getting something out of it. And they were both gorgeous both times and we had a great time and I would totally do it again in a heartbeat. Another one that I did was with two girls and a guy, and it was me and another girl and a guy, and that was probably the most awkward. Because there were times when I was jealous, there were times when she was jealous, and you know, for him, like, that's a good deal. He's getting attention the entire time, he's the only one with a dick, and both of us wanted it, so, like, he's in heaven, and we're both kind of fighting over it. And that was our bad. It could have been more fun than it was, but it ended up being more awkward than fun. And then there was one time with two guys, and that was amazing for me because all of the attention was on me, and both of them were like, I don't know, like one guy was inside of me, doing me from behind, like smacking my ass, pulling my hair, and the other one got his cock down my throat and was choking me and grabbing my tits and playing with my nipples, and it was just like heaven. Like, oh my gosh, that is one of the best memories I have. But I'm sure it was probably awkward at times for one of them. So, I mean, they were fun, but some of them I would do again, and some of them I wouldn't. Question 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knot? Definitely, 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 I would rather be tied up. I love having all of the control taken away because I am so like detail oriented and perfectionist and obsessive compulsive about things in my everyday life that when it comes to sex, I don't want to have to worry about those things. I love not being able to. Like, it drives me crazy, but it's so rewarding, I guess, because in the end, I get it all. And it's just, I love it. And some women would be like, how could you degrade yourself like that? We've worked so hard and we've come so far. Look, it's something I enjoy. And I don't expect you to understand it. I'm not asking you to. I enjoy it, and that should be good enough for you, period. Don't worry about it. Question 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I do. I've had some like back to back to back, and they're awesome. They're exhausting, but they're awesome. My record is probably 15 or 16. I don't really keep track, but and that's not like all at once, obviously. It's like throughout the day, and it's a lot of work to hit that many for me. Question 14, which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? I really enjoy the idea of being taken, like kidnapped from my bed and waking up in like a strange place to someone touching me. And I don't know, that's just something I would really enjoy, I think. Like, not violently or anything, like, I don't want to be hit. I don't really want to be degraded, but I do really enjoy the idea of someone I don't know taking advantage of me. And that would be awesome, as long as it didn't become dangerous. What is the next question? Number 15. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or videos of yourself slash yourselves? And what has become of those pictures? We have. I have. I know I have. I've taken tons of pictures and sent them to God knows who, and might be a little slutty, but honestly, it's 2014. What are you gonna do? Exes have those pictures, friends have those pictures, the internet has those pictures. I don't think, actually, there is one video that my boyfriend took, and he's probably still got that. I've never even seen it. But pictures are all over the internet. They're on my Tumblr. They're probably in people's email accounts. I don't even know. Question 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. I have. There was one time in class. This is the one I remember most distinctly. My freshman year of college, I was in a lecture for econ, and my boyfriend at the time was texting me like just filthy stuff, and I ended up leaving the lecture and like going down the hall to a classroom that no one was in. The lights were off, and so like I went in and I took care of business. which that's also a fantasy, I guess. I kept thinking, what if someone walks in on me? And I was like, let them. That would be so awesome. But I think it would be so hot if like professor walked in and like saw me touching myself and took control of the situation. That would be wonderful. So if anyone needs a request, there's one. Male, female, doesn't even matter. Question 17. What part of your body instantly becomes erogenous when touched? And for me, that would be, every girl says my neck, and that's, I guess that's a cop out, but that's definitely true. Just like trail your fingers down the back of my neck to my lower back. Around my waist, that's wonderful. If anyone was to do that, I would be putty in their hands. Something that's weird that most people don't really find erotic or arousing, ears. Like my ears are so sensitive. Like if you kiss or bite or suck on them, I would just melt. Question 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits? Does that matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy, and why? I guess cock size doesn't really matter as much to me. Like length doesn't really matter, but girth definitely, because I'm not very deep, but I love being like stretched out and filled up. So that is important to me, I would have to say. Like, I know everyone says, oh, size doesn't matter. It kind of does. And it, like, even if you don't have size, as long as you do know how to use it, you know how to hit that spot, it's not really a disadvantage, but If you don't, if you're like inexperienced and clumsy, having a big dick makes it better. Tit size does matter a little to me because I at least want something to like play with. If you've got a cup, I'm sorry, honey, but I really, really enjoy bigger boobs just because I love playing with them. I love how soft they are. Like, I've got boobs and I play with them all the time. I love them. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? What did you think of it? Will you see the movie? And what do you think the movie should be rated? I have read it. I enjoyed it. I really did. I loved the characters. I loved how their relationship developed because I can see that happening to some people in real life. And I know it started off as a fan fiction to Twilight, but I think on a lot of grounds, it's better than Twilight. I'm not a diehard Twilighter, Twihard. but I enjoyed 50 Shades of Grey. I'll probably end up seeing it in the movies just because that's what I do. I watch every movie to every book I've read. What do you think the movie should be rated? X. I don't think children should see that movie. Like, not even with parental consent. That's just me though. And what do I consider to be good foreplay? I love kissing. And I love dirty talk. Like, dirty talk in between kissing, making out, like, me straddling him or her. I love that. And I love, like, being kissed, like, all over. Like trailing kisses down each other's bodies, that's hot. So that's all 20 questions for this talk. If you all have any questions for me, feel free to post them in the comments below, and I will definitely answer them. Hopefully, you guys learned a little something about me. If you have anything you want to know, again, just ask me, and I will definitely tell you. If you have any requests, you want me to read a script, just let me know. I'd definitely be interested. I know I'm brand new. You guys don't really know if I'm good at it yet, but just give me a chance and we'll see. Hopefully, I am, and hopefully, you like it. Again, this is Khaleesi, and I'm out.